Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and hey, it's open game. Let's talk entertainment news. Let's talk lifestyle news, music news, sports stories. It's a lot to talk about. And at the same time, listen to a few awesome tunes. Feel free to call in and chat with me in the chat room. Not in the chat room yet, but I'm headed that way. You know the number, right? You should have the number in your phone. Save it in your phone. 714-409-0614. Here's Prince in 3G. Funky.
Please
don't
come
to the concert.
my friends, love, listeners, supporters, crazy, fellow crazy people. That, my friends, was Prince and MPG. Kicked it off with Prince and Third Eye Girl. And that was, of course, Prince and NPG funking it up with, yes, 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 with the hot, hot music. Man, where do I want to start this morning? A star has been born here in my city, capital city of Jackson, Mississippi. We've been hearing a lot about him here in Jackson for probably a little over a month. But we have a Robin Hood here, you know. And when I talk to my friends, and like when I talk to Dean in L.A. and other friends in other cities, there's one thing that I noticed that towns and cities, some of us, have in common. And some towns and cities are blessed. They have very smooth streets. And we are in the midst of getting a lot of our main streets and steady traffic streets all repaired. But a star has been born recently, and that has been a pothole Robin Hood. He's dubbed the pothole Robin Hood. Now, we've been hearing this story for ages because I'm here in Jackson. We're in Jackson. But pothole subject is a very familiar subject matter for all of us, like I said before, in our cities. So there's a guy going around repairing potholes on his own. He gets the asphalt from the city, allegedly, you know, gets it without permission, and he goes around and repair the potholes throughout the city. And I know last week he had, I know his goal has been 100, and I know like last week he had repaired like 50, but I think he's already repaired like 101 repairs. And the story's been on just everywhere. Some of you have seen it in your papers. I know I have posted stories from New York Daily News and other national papers. ABC News has reported it. I was watching the ABC affiliate here in Jackson, 16th of APT News this morning. They reported this morning that our pothole Robin Hood would be on CNN, I believe, this morning. So it's just amazing. I'm going to go ahead and share an ABC News article with you regarding the Robin Hood that is here right here in Jackson, Mississippi. You can visit abcnews.com and you'll see the story, and visit our local affiliates here in Jackson, WLBT, MS News Now, WAPT News, and also WJTV. Robin Hood steals asphalt to fix potholes. Gitika Rudra of ABC News writes, a man dubbed the pothole Robin Hood is under police investigation for taking asphalt from the city of Jackson, Mississippi, where I am right now, and filling in potholes on city streets. And then there's video, you know, same footage that we, matter of fact, it's footage from WAPT. Ron Chain admits that he takes the asphalt and repairs potholes, and then signs the filled in holes in the message, Citizen Fix. He told ABC News, it's sort of like Robin Hood. Once we saw that people were appreciating what we did, we went out again and made a goal of fixing 100 potholes. We've actually filled 101 potholes, so our mission has been completed, Chain said. Jackson is like any other state capital, but we've got a big infrastructure problem, Chang said. It's hard to have a good city without good infrastructure. Infrastructure is very important. We all know this. Chang added, and our city simply does not have the budget. The Jackson Police Department is looking into how Chang got the asphalt and has not yet made a decision about pressing charges. This is still under investigation. We're just trying to get more information, Officer Calendula Green told ABC News. And those of you that are Facebook friends with mine and tweet with me, you all are familiar with her and probably Facebook friends with her and tweet with her also. Chain says he is not committing a crime. We're not trying to be thieves or steal from the city, Chain said. We're just trying to put the asphalt to use. And our new mayor, Jackson Mayor Chokwe Lumumba, responded, they misspelled his name, responded to Chain's actions in a statement to ABC affiliate WAPT. We do not accept any use of the city's resources without going through the proper legal channels, the statement said. The mayor's office did not return repeated requests for comment from ABC News. Lumumba, who was elected mayor on July 1st, he was inaugurated on July 1st, included repairing and developing Jackson streets in his platform, according to his campaign website. Hopefully our new mayor and his administration will be aggressive in addressing this problem, Chang said. He's got a tough road ahead. No pun intended. That's me saying that. We're sending a message that as citizens, you have to sometimes take matters in your hands in a creative and constructive way. Potholes are a disruptive and dangerous problem in Jackson. People joke that Jackson is a Six Flags because the roads are so bumpy. Really, it is like riding a roller coaster on an amusement park ride. Seriously. But a lot of streets are being repaired or have been repaired recently, but we still have a lot long ways to go. But, you know, I was amazed when Dean and I, my friend and, you know, Dean Filmmaker, were talking, and he was telling me about how the streets are in L.A. I had no idea. I figured L.A. had some of the most, like, best streets in the world. And so I guess the same for, I mean, there are some cities and towns that, wow, they have, like, the most amazing streets. Zachary Booz, a Jackson resident, told ABC News, that's who made the comment about being like Six Flags. The potholes are pretty widespread in all areas of the city. They make cracks in the streets, which are already crumbling, Boozer said. And it's not just potholes, Boozer continued. We've also got sinkholes. Oh, yeah, it's a big sinkhole in Northeast Jackson. I don't know if it's repaired yet or not. People have been falling in them, a car fell in one, too. Jackson has a pothole hotline residents can call to report damaged roads. The problem is that they don't respond immediately, Boozer said. After you call, they put you on a wait list. The city's too backed up and requested to fix potholes. This is definitely raising tensions. I was approached by Mississippi Department of Transportation, Chang said. They said that while they do not condone or endorse what we did, they were indeed on the understanding side. They said the asphalt is the people's asphalt. Jared Ravencraft, a spokesman for the Department of Transportation, refused this account. Nobody from the DOT has spoken to Mr. Chang in an official capacity. We've never met with him. This situation is strictly an issue for Jackson. We have no jurisdiction over the city, Ravencraft said. So this is from ABC News, and that's video footage, same footage that you guys, that you will see when you visit abcnews.com, or is what we watch also. So it's scheduled to be on CNN, so just I'm not sure. I think the AM show, but he's scheduled to be on CNN, if I'm not mistaken, today. And he is like a born celebrity now. There are T-shirts and everything in regard to the pothole Robin Hood. Man, that's something. And it's much more, but I just wanted to start that off. And then last evening, you guys know I'm a Mork rep for Mork, which is an Avon brand. And last night we had a webcast, our monthly webcast to celebrate the new catalog. We call it catalogs, megalogs, because they're periodicals, a combination of catalog and magazine. And it's definitely been a meeting. And you guys might have seen breaking news stories. I don't know. I have been looking to see. Usually I don't have to look for Avon News because Avon is one of the most successful American companies. And usually I see, like, you know, good news or not so good news regarding Avon. So I don't know. Maybe Squawk Box. I love Squawk Box. Maybe some of those shows are MSNBC. Maybe they're reporting what has happened, but this has just happened. I mean, honestly, they did not break the news to anybody. Avon is, I believe, is dismantling Mark. And I mean, they didn't break the news to anybody. Instead of us having a webcast meeting or talking about new products, it was the announcement that Mark reps can transition into selling the Avon brand. Avon is the parent company. I've sold Avon before as a teenager. Very successful company, great products for the entire family. And but with Mark, Avon reps sell Mark, a lot of them sell Mark and Avon, but with Mark reps, with Mark being a Avon brand, we only sold Mark. So Mark reps are told that they can transition into selling Avon also Avon Products, and I guess we'll be able to sell some more products, but they're dismantling the company, I guess. But they're going to have like a meeting this morning, a webcast meeting with Mark Reps and upper management, and I guess executives at their Cincinnati place and in New York. So I guess, you know, the news will be breaking more so. But there are some really, like, hurt people out there on all levels of the company because it was just like everyone was, like, told at, like, at the same time. I tuned into the webcast a little late, so I thought it was good news, overall good news. But then it was good and bad news, you know, so I was like, wow, because I only really heard that Mark Reps could sell Avon now, but I really didn't hear and didn't find out till later that they were dismantling the Mark company, and they had already started terminating people. And I'm talking about people had not been, people on all levels were saying that they had no idea, no idea. That's amazing that that happened to happen in the world, let alone in the in America. That happens. That really happens every day. Wow. But I keep you guys tuned. You guys keep me tuned too, because I know a lot of you all, you know, in the know what's going on with business news. And even if I wasn't a Mark Rep, I love Avon, and I guess I need to check out Wall Street Journal this morning to see what Wall Street Journal has to say about what's going on with Avon. But let's talk sports. Who wants to talk sports? Call in and talk about your favorite sports. You know, we don't have to just talk about the sports that I am, like my favorite players and my favorite sports teams. We can talk about what you like and what make you tick also, because there's been a lot going on. And there's some news I really want to know in regards to maybe sports that I'm interested in but don't have opportunity to really get invested in the way I should be, you know, because this is worldwide, and we have all kind of likes and dislikes. But one thing we have in common is our lifestyle choices and just everyday living, right? So let's continue having fun. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to my friends in the chat room. And we always have a good time in the chat room. Love it, love it, love it. But I just wanted to share that info. And you all probably heard about the pothole Robin Hood, but and wonder why I hadn't mentioned this. So I'm like, let me talk about this, because this is wild.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxides. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few, I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
summer breeze through your hair. Others tease, but you were there in a dream.
I mean, he has sent me like maybe, I have like maybe 5 new songs. I promise you, I don't even make promises, but no joking. I keep my word, but no joking. He has sent me a lot of music the past couple of weeks. Jackson Music Awards is coming up also. It's been ages since I attended the Jackson Music Awards show, and it will be the end of this month on Monday, July 29th, the Gospel Awards. It'll be July 28th and July 29th, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm reading it correctly. I had just seen the first television spot late last night. I had seen Mr. J.C. Thompson, which was one of my mentors, probably about 2 months ago when he spoke at a SBA, Small Business Administration, .gov workshop. And then I said in the following day, Jackson Police Department, Fallen Officers a Memorial. But this is all of it. He's the founder of Jackson Music Awards, and this is all about Jackson Music Awards. And my mom and I had been talking about it, because sometimes it's the early part of July, but this year's the latter part of July. And you can call 601-981-4035 and check out the site, the JMAA site, Jackson Music Awards Association site. Music, Living It and Loving It is the theme. And Dr. Jimmy James of JSU, who is retired, many of you have heard his voice if you have not met him in person, received a Lifetime Achievement Award. And also nightclub honorees will be Club O'Hara, the Penguin, and Underground 119. Sponsors of this event are the City of Jackson, the Greater Jackson Arts Council, the American Blues Network, and Mercedes-Benz of Jackson. So check it out. If you're in Jackson, Mississippi at that time, definitely check it out. But awesome website and with information. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm reading. Visit the website at jmaainc.com, okay? And also thank you to my friends in Big D. I'm always getting invites to events all over the world, but and especially in Florida and Louisiana and New York and California and Minnesota, Houston, San Antonio, Austin. But my friends in Dallas always put me on the top of their list, and that's why I love Dallas so much. My shout-out to Roger Loach. I'll try to give you all detailed information before the end of the broadcast. If not, I give it to you most definitely on tomorrow. Well, I'll do my best to give you the detailed information this morning because I know you want that info. But there will be an event at North Park Center Mall, a nice event tomorrow evening. And I'm telling you where it is, so you guys just find out more. But I will share it with you. We still have 48 minutes, so that should give me time to pull up the info and to share with you. But thank you to the event, because it sounds like it's going to be an awesome and successful event on tomorrow night. Make me wish I was there right now. Tomorrow's the 13th, too. That's my brother-in-law's birthday, too. So send a big shout-out to my brother-in-law, Wayne, on his birthday weekend. But it's a lot of people weekend, huh? My birthday is less than a week. And I am looking forward to it. I always do something good for myself. I make my own birthday plans, because sometimes we are alone on our birthdays, aren't we? But, you know, it's important to put you on the top of the list. I get excited for everyone's birthday, but it's important for you to do your thing, because if nobody do anything for you, you can't get sad. You know, at least do something for yourself. I like to just do different things. Right now I'm in reflection mode. And I'm in reflection mode, but then I'm also in prioritizing and planning and for present and short term and mid term and long term, you know. So birthdays rock, and so big shout out to all the summer babies out there. You know, I have a lot of my friends love birthdays, because friends are just talking about their birthdays and talking about other people's birthdays. So that's good that we love birthdays, huh? And anniversaries, and those of you getting married, you know, congratulations also. Those of you that are, you know, I guess, happily restarting different parts of your life, you know, many blessings to you. But, you know, we all are in different stages of our lives, and, you know, good or bad, or, you know, some things come easy, some things are very rough. You know, we all know this and all feel this. You know, and so that's important for us to, you know, always do our best to make each one's day better, right? I know this. But I have friends in the chat room. I have a Blog Talk Radio, a fellow host in the chat room. Oh, man, the Coffee Shack, host of the Coffee Shack, is in the chat room. Comes on every Thursday at 7 a.m. Just, you know, get your hot coffee and your hot tea or whatever you sip on in the morning. I know some of you sip on scotch in the morning time. But then, you know, sometimes, you know, it's worldwide. So sometimes it's afternoon and evening. Like my friends, some of my friends in the chat room, it's the afternoon right now. And appreciate you listening to the broadcast while you're working on your lunch hour or just jogging or exercising, working out at the gym or working out at home or whatever you're doing. Because I love listening to talk radio, especially, and good music when I'm doing yard work. So I know some of you are doing things, working on projects and doing all that good stuff. So thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and your support. Here's DJ Swan, based in San Antonio, Texas. I met someone from San Antonio this week who know DJ Swan, and DJ Swan and I both said, isn't it a small, small world? But his amazing music is just, he's based in San Antonio, but like I always say, he's worldwide known. also is True God. Peace of me. Thank you again, True God, for stopping by again this past Saturday. If you missed the talk with True God, if you like hip-hop or not, just talking to this guy and hearing about his life and just talking, just having a real conversation with him is just awesome. He is also a blogtalkradio.com host. He was once with Wrestling Heads, but now he produces, co-produces and co-hosts Wrestling Heels, which broadcasts on Monday and Thursday nights. So check him out at blogtalkradio.com, Wrestling Heels. And here's True God, and you can tweet him at True God Immortal. Peace of me. This is New.
I think there's a perception of love full of conception. When it starts to break down, you'll see the time that you've invested. There's no natural selection. If feelings come and go, there's no protection. So even hurt will in time become accepted. And so while I sit here just reading books to my daughter, looking around the room, seeing everything that we bought her. Flashbacks to her mom giving birth inside of the water. Fast forward to present day and his family's facing slaughter. Remember what I taught her, never thought she would harbor all this hurt and resentment. Perhaps I gave her incentive, so now I'm a baby father. Instead of being a husband, we both stubborn and petty. I'm ready to find redemption, she's ready to find attention. Couldn't see her intentions, she seems to have a new man. Nothing I could do in prevention, but you live your life, though it ain't as short as we think. Bring that nigga near my daughter, I kill him, won't even blink. I'm watching you moving backwards, she thinks it's cool to be ratchet. While hair and skin might be natural, image is something practiced. So is she faking the actual? Or maybe I'm just bitter while painting a clearer picture, cause moving on is impractical. So is this a heartbreak? Maybe it isn't known. It's probably karma, I've just styled a couple heartbreaks of my own. And so, before you leave and before we create issues, here, there's a piece of my soul you can take with you. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. How did we come about? Truth be told, I cannot remember. Maybe I do a little. I think we met in December. Scratch that, there was a snowstorm, thinking it's February. We known each other for years, so that timing ain't necessary. What's odd is that you liked me for years and I never noticed. Well, maybe I saw the signs, but on you I just wasn't focused. You had a boyfriend initially, with who you had some history. Together for a couple years, but you don't think it's meant to be. So we end up chilling while we did, it's still a mystery. Then you had started kissing me, lines we crossed them essentially. I'm in your room on top of you, caught inside of your wetness. This nigga's calling your phone, right then I start to regret this. Next morning you break up with him, hoping he gets the message. Say you got some heavy feelings for me, you want to express it. But shit, I didn't feel the same, I just let it continue. Kiss your neck to not look into your eyes whenever I'm in you. There's guilt inside of my heart, I wasn't thinking with that. Her pussy so tight and wet, that's what keeps on bringing me back. Sometime later she's in search of commitment I couldn't give to her. And at this point relationships only create a prisoner. She's got her own place, she's asking me can I live with her. She said I got a heart, but in mind she's only your visitor. So though at times a nigga may miss you, here's a piece of my mind that you can take with you. True. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. A keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything's nothing like it seemed to be. We met at work, she said she's looking for her Mr. Right. I'm staring at her thinking, damn, this girl's my kryptonite. Red bone, fat ass, pretty feet. Started talking every day and at a point the shit gets deep. We daily texting and chatting and soon everybody starts to think that we're an item. Blame me for letting it happen. I'm tripping since she's older, thinking this ain't perfect timing. On the dance floor at the Christmas party, we touching and grinding. Watched her cry inside the cafe, she sang, which was rare. She used to be in the band but stopped singing cause no one cared. Well maybe that's a bit harsh, she just never saw success. Became a fan of D.A.R. and said what's talent I was blessed. Conversations heating up, late nights just talking sex. Said the way I used to word things would quickly make her wet. Fast forward, shit didn't change, and shit now we barely talking. She may text me every now and then, but really isn't often. She said you might be the one, but our bond is way too close. She sent me news the next day, so I'm confusing her approach. Shit is meant to be a fantasy and simply nothing more. Phone sex and freaky texting, but that's all that we explore. Can't lie, I felt connection, but just knew it wouldn't work. If we tried, it wouldn't last, so I risk us getting hurt. Maybe in the future I may get you, but here's a piece of imagination you can take with you. I'm saying, so I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me, a keepsake for you to hold if you were seeking me. Before I go, I gotta leave you with a piece of me. I guess that everything is nothing like it seemed to be. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. So I'm just giving you a piece of me, a piece of me. I guess that everything was nothing like it seemed to be.
Reach for the stars, you said, and the sun is gonna shine. Every winter was a war, she said. Once it gets more fine.
Pretty cool, piece of me. And you know, the songs that I play from some mainstream artists and underground and independent artists, lyrics tend to be a little, you know, very graphic or raunchy or whatever, but that's all about self-expression, right? And so that's one reason why I rate the shows that air outside of Wednesday, Matters of the Heart, as mature because of the lyrical content of some songs. But his songs always have very deep messages. And I love that song, Piece of Me. That is his lead single from the Soul Rival 2 album that will be releasing in October. And man, just amazing. You're talking about reality. Reality lyrics. You know, they can be fantastical, but then they're also reality also. Oh, man. I know. I'm like, okay, what's next? But again, you know, I was watching the news story yesterday, and I am just amazed that some people have been complaining about ice cream trucks. There have been, like, noise complaints regarding when the ice cream man truck comes into one's neighborhood. People have been complaining nationwide in various states regarding the, you know, hey, ice cream man, you need to, like, cut the music. Wow.
Thank you.
15-6 string Woody. Joy.
Someone
you probably said, she plays that too much. But I love the original version, and I love her version. And, you know, it's nothing like summertime. It's the weekend. Put those sunglasses on and wear them at night, in the morning, afternoon, whenever. Guess who's returning to the show real soon? Dylan from SeaWorld High Fashion. And he's going to update us on SeaWorld High Fashion news, on his solo news, on what's going on with his educational endeavors. You know, he's a student in Orlando. And also some of his friends. He's been introducing me to some of his friends who are also so talented. So big shout out to Dylan of SeaWorld High Fashion. You know, he also has a go by the name of Casey, and also his brother Johnny Panic, and he's gonna come visit with us within the next couple of weeks, and I am super excited because you guys know how much I love SeaWorld High Fashion. Here's Bahama Mama.
Oh my goodness gracious! I'm in Jamaica right now.
Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, did a backflip, then I landed in an opera. I rep that fucking Prada, I came from the water. SeaWorld High Fashion, I'm looking like Madonna. Young Casey Munch, gun stunts, so I just can't no more. Creeping down the street, and I'm bumping fucking records on 9 piece 8 balls, chirping on my cellophone. Posted in Jamaica, smoking hella bone. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. Get some rum, add some coconut, add some fruit juice, then you stir it up. And now I'm feeling so tropical. Long hair, and it's coming out my follicle. Try me, it ain't logical. Rock so much, iced out, I'm looking like a popsicle. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, pounding down some vodka, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama, smoking like a Rasta, posted in Jamaica, rolling up Obama. Bahama Mama.
Genres of music, from blues to indie to dance, DJ music. I know. Because we just have a good party whenever, huh? I know, I love it. And I thank you for your support from March 21st, 2011 to right now. Thank you so much. Have much more to share. Let's see, and much more to talk about. We got to talk about more sports news. I didn't know if any of you, I was giving you the floor first to talk of sports, and because you all know I'm going all in on like my phase. So I was just leaving the floor open for any of you who wanted to talk about your favorite sports topics. There's a lot going on in Mississippi sports too. I'm going to have to just dedicate like a segment to Mississippi sports, because I know many of you are interested in what's going on with Mississippi sports on all levels. We might not have a major team, but, you know, we're in the middle of the major NFL teams. And we do have, like, semi-pro basketball teams. And, of course, we have Mississippi Braves, who are affiliated with the Atlanta Braves and all that. But, you know, Mississippi is known for student athletics. and all of that good stuff. So, again, I thank you for your support and your love.
Soon this little baby I'm singing to sleep will start to walk. First, she'll crawl. Then take her first baby steps. Before I know it, I'll be dropping her off at school. I'll be watching her run down a soccer field, staying up all night waiting for her to get home from her first date, wincing when she steps on the gas pedal and then the brakes, beaming when she walks up to accept her diploma, or holding back tears as she takes those big steps down the aisle. But before she takes all those steps, she and thousands like her will need you to take yours. Gather your family, friends, and co-workers and join March for Babies to help make her steps possible. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Big shout out to No Labels. I have been a part of No Labels for, I guess, under 3 years. It was formed in like 3 years ago, and I've been a member probably like 2.5. No Labels is an amazing organization comprised of independents, Democrats, Republicans. Super amazing. There's a big event coming up on July 18th. I'll be talking more about it over the weekend. And because they really want me to come to the event. They always want me to come to the event. So I think thank you. Thank you. Hopefully soon I'll be able, it would be in my budget, to attend one of the events. But yesterday I received an awesome email from Margaret Kimbrell of No Labels. And it's all about, because, you know, No Labels is all about us all coming together. You know, all coming together, you know, to work on making America a better place, a better place. And the email was about how Mississippi State Senator Roger Wicker, who I always vote for and support, tirelessly worked very hard on bringing the parties together, on, you know, meeting together and not only working together, but, you know, spending non-working time together, like lunchtime and all of that. But Margaret Kimbrell had mentioned, I'm not reading the email, like looking right at it, but she mentioned in the email that she sent, and she was telling me and others to thank Senator Roger Wicker for really working hard on bringing the parties together, not just when they're working, but during their non-working times, like lunch hours. Margaret had mentioned the fact that once she was at Capitol Hill and she noticed where the Republicans went on and spent their lunchtime together, and the Democrats went on and spent their lunchtime together, and I guess the independents, I guess they, you know, like, duh. But it is important, you know, to, hey, let's mix and mingle and eat lunch together and all that good stuff. And I went ahead and I thanked Roger Wicker for his effort in working hard on getting the different parties to come together and socialize and congregate one another. And I just wanted to mention that. I'm not reading the email, like looking at it, because I would share the whole email with you. But you can visit nolabels.org, follow them on Twitter, like the Facebook page. Create a profile, join No Labels if you like what you see and feel and hear. And also visit State of Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker's Facebook page, and you will see where so many people of different backgrounds and influences are thanking him. Also, I thank them, and many other people from around the country and world are thanking him, because, you know, that can be contagious too. Because we can, you know, good deeds and just good gestures and nice gestures can be contagious, really. Because I know when I was volunteering at Mississippi GOP booth at the State Fair last fall, you know, some people who, you know, were like, thought that because they were not Republican, they couldn't come to the booth. Like, oh, I'm Democrat. I'm like, and come and talk. You know, nothing wrong with us talking to one another, right? And sharing platforms and learning different things about one another. We are human beings. We are citizens of America. We love America. We care about America. So that's how we learn about each other and find out why we support the parties that we do or vote across the line, right? So I just wanted to mention that to you all. And some of you in the D.C. area might plan and decide to go to the event on July 18th also. But again, thank you for tuning in to the Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm anticipating seeing Kenye's baby girl, North. I can't wait. And then the mom is premiering a show on Monday. So it's a lot of celebrity news to talk about also, huh? I know. Here's Mars Mills, To Be Loved. My friend Al B. Sure's son, Little B. Sure announced on Facebook yesterday that he has a new group along with some friends of his called No Cuffin. So I asked him to keep me updated. So I keep you guys updated. So check out Little B. Sure on Facebook and also on Twitter, and so he can keep you updated also. So one of Al B. Sure's sons. He has a son also named Quincy, you guys know, and also another son, I believe, named Devin. But Quincy and Lil B. Sure, of course, are doing their music thing like it's nobody's business. So a big shout out to No Cuffin, and hopefully they will be guests in the near future, premiering their new music and all that good stuff. But that sounds awesome. So wish them the best in the world. Here's ABS right now. Mm-hmm.
for me is just to love you right and never do you wrong. I love playing in your box when it's late at night to our favorite song.
American Idol, you know, you can either go to in person, right, or you can I think online auditions have been open for a minute. So you can also audition online. They have made some changes to the rules, so be sure to visit the website also. I shared some of their new rule changes the other day when I read an article from Buddy TV. But again, thank you all for your love and support. It's been fun today. My friends in the chat room said that they've enjoyed the show this morning, and I thank you for feedback. I thank you for constructive criticism. I thank you for compliments, but thank you. If you also enjoyed the show, thank you. And it's still developing and stuff, so I like suggestions and ideas. Definitely, I've been thinking about the personality of the show, my personality, and, you know, and my thing is to be more me, but then also, my friends and I, we like to go into character also, and so definitely would like to implement more, you know, comedy and fun things and just a variety of things here on the show. But big shout out to my own and offline friends and loved ones, those of you that aren't going through good things also. I know a classmate of mine, mother's funeral is tomorrow. So funeral events are happening today and tomorrow. So sending love out to my friends that I network with in class, Callaway class of 85-86. Facebook page, so thank you to my friend Angela and Reed in Houston, who keeps us updated, and a few other friends who keep a lot of us updated on what's going on. I do my best with spreading the word the best I can, also with information that I need to provide, and so I just want to thank you all. You're greatly appreciated. Sometimes people might think, well, she's ungrateful. She doesn't appreciate me or my support. I appreciate of your support, and I thank you. And do not hesitate to contact me in one form or fashion. Also, I'm trying to I've been weaning myself away from doing a lot of Facebooking because I have a lot of things to do. I'm still Facebooking, but I'm backing away because I'm working on important things. I'm reflecting on my birthday, and I'm working on projects, and I need to meet deadlines, not just for myself but for other people, and it's a blessing, but it's all in reprioritizing also, all right? So, and also, of course, taking care of my health, and, I have family, I have an 81-year-old mother I'm blessed to still have, and other family members and friends and pets. So it's all in balancing, working on, we all work on living that well-balanced life, even those of you who look like you're living that perfect well-balanced life. I know you're if only you knew. I'm always working on living a well-balanced life. So, and praying to become a legally single, soon. I love it when I'm become a divorcee. I know we need to talk about the topic of divorce and when people move on, I know. But let's talk about the weekend. I hope you have a blessed weekend. Going to end the show the way I started it, with Prince. Thank you. Whatever means you listen to the show, thank you. I love your support. Thank you, Rita, if you're listening, my friend in L.A. who called us about a month ago. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your love and support. You guys are just an awesome blessing. So I'm going to conclude the show the way I began it, with Prince and 3EG. And until tomorrow, the next broadcast is tomorrow. And then, of course, Motivate Monday on Monday. Here's Extra Lovable.
That would make a man a brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy tricks and a dozen cities in the shoe. I won't give it aloud. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love just love to flaunt it. What I did the most is that you keep it in your head until I want it. Anybody
Friday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and thank you for networking with me. You are super amazing. God bless and happy weekend. Thank you.